Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. Film festivals aren't just for grown-ups anymore. The 2012 Tumbleweeds Film Festival opens this weekend in Salt Lake City. And today on the program, we're finding out more about the offerings and the art of making films for the young and the young at heart. Joining me now in studio is Patrick Hubley. He is the artistic director of the Utah Film Center and director of the Tumbleweeds Film Festival. Patrick, great to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Jennifer.
If you have questions or comments about the Tumbleweeds Film Festival, give us a call. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. And I should mention that the Tumbleweeds Film Festival launches tomorrow, runs through Sunday with screenings at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center as well as here at the City Library. More information is on our website, kcpw.org. Patrick Hubley, the Utah Film Center launched the Tumbleweeds Film Festival last year. You are making this an annual event. Why?
Well, we think that it's long overdue for our community. I think that we have a strong film-going community. The Sundance Film Festival is held here in Utah. It's one of the premier, if not the premier event for independent film in the world that has tremendous local support. The Salt Lake Film Society does a great job showing first-run independent films. Our organization, the Utah Film Center, has a tremendous amount of support as well for our programming. And, we saw that there wasn't anything similar happening for children. And, we just thought it was time to start showing international, independent documentary films for younger audiences. We just felt like it was time and that the community would support an event of this nature. And so far, so good. I mean, last year we had over 3,000 attendees for our first year, which is phenomenal, and we hope to match or better that this year. And, we're just really excited to be able to bring this great work to the community.
You think of a film festival, you think of highbrow films that make you think, that question your assumptions. Not eye candy, but kids like candy.
Yeah.
So how hard is it to find enough films that are appropriate for kids, but also have that kind of enrichment, a little more broccoli?
Yeah, I think that we have a nice balance between having that eye candy. I mean, we have a great movie called A Cat in Paris, which is an animated film from France, which was nominated for an Academy Award. It's beautiful to look at, but we're showing it in French with English subtitles. So, we'll have a reader reading those for younger audiences. So there's a way to do it. And I think that there's just a huge amount of international and independent cinema out there, even from the last 5 years, that haven't made it on screen here in Utah, that doesn't get distribution in America, that people aren't aware of. So, we have a lot to pick from, and a lot of it is really great. I think that ultimately the goal for us is to show entertaining film, but also that has that educational component that you just alluded to, where, we want our audiences to watch these films and think about more of the backstory. I mean, I just introduced a film and I said, it's not enough to just say yes or no, I liked or didn't like a film, but why? Think about the why. Why didn't you like this movie? Why did you like this movie? Did you identify with somebody? To really have, our audiences start thinking a little more critically about what they're watching. So that's really what our goal is, and at the same time show good stories and entertaining stuff, because that's what filmmaking is.
I love this idea of having people read the subtitles for the benefit of the younger children who probably can't keep up with the reading or with the letters on the screen. How open are children to watching a film that's not in a language that they understand? I mean, what kind of feedback did you get last year?
Everything that I heard was positive. I mean, this is it's sort of internationally accepted way of showing foreign language films to kids. So it's pretty standard for kids' film festivals to do this. And it's really, I mean, the first time I experienced it, I was in a screening with, mostly five-year-olds watching a Swedish language film, and this is what was happening. It was difficult for me to filter through things, but for them it was fantastic. It's kind of like the modern day version of a book reading, where you have a narrator reading a book and showing pictures, and so I think it works really, really well. I mean, it's really amazing.
What are some of the themes that the films that you have selected, what are the themes that these films explore?
Wow, there's a huge range. I mean, it's, you know, we have films that talk about, you know, teamwork and collaboration. We have films that explore themes of friendship. There's themes of pursuing your, you know, pursuing your dreams, you know, being passionate about certain, about things you're interested in. You know, we have a couple of, we have a German language teen, young teen, kind of, it's called Tiger Team. So it's like a, it's a three kids on a team adventure movie. They go to China and solve a mystery. So, I mean, there's a lot of teamwork, a lot of friend, a lot of themes of friendship and tolerance. And, you know, I mean, we have a wide range of things that we're covering.
And of course, your headliner is Chimpanzees by Disney Nature.
Right.
So you've got that kind of environmental component.
Absolutely.
And looking at the world holistically.
Right, indeed. And, you know, I'm anxious to see this film as well. I haven't seen it yet. But,
isn't that the insider's
point? Well, but, you know, Disney Nature has been making great films since they started a few years ago. And we're really thrilled to be able to open the festival with this. So we're really thankful that they're willing to work with us to kick off this festival. We're getting it a month in advance before its release on Earth Day, so it's pretty special for us to do this.
That's great.
And it's the only film I haven't seen in the festival, so there's a little bit of a surprise there for me. But, you know, like I said, they make great movies, so I'm not too worried. But, you know, I think that you know, getting to that idea of themes and having that holistic, I think that's the idea as well, is to present broad ideas, you know, that broad spectrum of ideas to a younger audience through film to illustrate that there are things to learn and understand and explore through film. So that's, you know, we're excited to be able to have that.
You've got 11 features lined up, 14 shorts, but it's not just film. You also have some workshops sponsored by Spy Hop.
Yeah, so Spy Hop, if for those of you out there that aren't aware of Spy Hop Productions, they're a jewel of this community. You know, having their media arts programs for teens and for younger kids, and we're thrilled to be able to present these sort of little tastes of filmmaking and tastes of the film industry and gaming as part of Tumbleweeds. They do great work. I joke that I try to sign up for Spy Hop classes, but I always get turned down because I'm a little too old.
Darn it.
Yeah.
our time is running short, but the public screenings actually launch tomorrow.
Right.
But you have had some select schools doing some advanced screenings here at the library. What kind of feedback have you gotten from that?
It's been great. We've had about 350 kids come through in the last 2 days to see a movie called Circus Dreams, which is about the only youth traveling circus in the U.S. called Circus Smirkus, based in Vermont. And the kids have loved it. You know, some are seeing a documentary film for the first time. Some, you know, this movie is about, you know, youth as young as 10 performing in this circus, you know, a real circus. It's clowns, jugglers, trapeze, I mean, everything you can imagine. So I think it's really great, and the feedback is that they're really excited to see films that, you know, focus on a peer group, you know, people that are of their age that they can relate to. So it's been really positive.
Very quickly, give us the details. The festival starts tomorrow, runs through Sunday.
Yeah, and we have screenings at the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center and here at the library all weekend. More information about all of our films and programs at kidsfilm.org. Tickets are available through arttix.org.
Patrick Hubley, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Patrick Hubley, Artistic Director of the Utah Film Center, also Director of the Tumbleweeds Film Festival for Children. City Views is a production of KCPW News in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Tamara Kemsley and Katie Sheen Abbott. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Ryan Cron composed our theme music. Next time, it's Politics Up Close with Jeff Robinson. Hope you'll join us for that discussion tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.